Busted appliance? This is your sign to upgrade. Shop at Lowe's to get up to 35% off and next day delivery on hundreds of major appliances. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 3/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Order by 4 p.m. Available Monday through Saturday. Subject to availability. Fees, exclusions, and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/appliance delivery for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Are you a fraud-paying American? It's a fact that one in four honest, hard-working, tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity theft. With LifeLock Identity Theft Protection, though, if your identity is stolen, they fix it, guaranteed, and get you your money back. Last year, the IRS flagged over $16 billion in refunds for identity fraud. That's billions of dollars that could come from your salary, overtime, or second job. But this year, you don't need to stay a victim. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second for your personal information and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. And if your information does fall into the wrong hands, only LifeLock has U.S.-based restoration specialists who are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. Because this tax season, fraud-paying American is something no American should have to claim. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is one where if you watch the video, you want to break through the screen and strangle the man. Because there's just, I don't know, it's like a lack of humanity in someone like this. And I don't know any other ways to really put it. This is the story of the man in Claremont County, Ohio, who's been arrested and charged with the execution-style murder of his three young sons, age three.
And he'd been plotting it for a while, too, right?
Yeah, age 3, 4, and 7. These are just little kids. According to the sheriff's office, the gruesome events unfolded on Thursday afternoon at approximately 4 p.m. Emergency dispatch received a chilling call reporting a shooting in the 1900 block of Laurel Lindale Road. When authorities arrived on the scene, they found four individuals lying wounded outside a residence. So it was like right in their front yard. The victims, three boys, are age 7, 4, and 3, along with their mother, had all suffered gunshot wounds. Despite the immediate life-saving efforts of first responders, the situation was very dire. The young boys, so full of life and potential, just moments ago, succumbed to their wounds on the scene, sending waves of grief through those present, except for Dad, who was just sitting there with a shotgun next to him on the back steps and just waiting to be taken down, not complying with police requests to stand up. He just stood there, or sat there, rather. Then they got him on the ground, and he goes, "Can I roll over? I ain't going to hurt you."
You just slaughtered your children. What do you mean you're not going to hurt anybody?
It would take everything in me. This is why I could never be a police officer, because I'd be way too vigilante. I'd be like, "Oh yeah, well, I'm going to hurt you."
Exactly.
And then I would be in trouble. That's the thing. But meanwhile, the boy's mother, who had sustained gunshot wounds to her hand, was found outside the home. She was quickly transported to the University of Cincinnati Medical Center for immediate medical treatment. The boy's mother, still reeling from her physical injuries, and the mental trauma of the event was delivered the heartbreaking news by Sheriff Robert Leahy. The raw, unbearable pain of losing her sons was a sight that no parent should ever have to experience. The bleak scene at the house was not without a sliver of hope, as it was discovered that the boy's older sister, Alexis, had in fact managed to escape the brutal carnage unscathed. This is a scene reminiscent of, this is a, what you would call a family annihilator.
Yeah.
Someone who plans this out and who can't stand something, some sort of feeling being projected with or to their family, or their image being tarnished in some way, shape, or form, that they view the best way for everyone to go on is not to go on. It's to remove them so they don't have those people looking at them with scorn or distaste or whatever you want to call it, for whatever misdeed they may have done. And we don't know what that is as of right now, if there is anything.
I don't understand, when somebody feels the need to annihilate their family, why not just remove yourself? And I'm not saying, oh, you should just shoot yourself and be done, but why not just take yourself out? Whether that's remove yourself from the situation, unfortunately, maybe suicide. I'm not saying that that's a good thing, but if things are so dire in your head that you don't think you can get help, that you don't think you can get out, just take yourself out. Why do you have to take everybody with you?
Well, that's exactly what it is. The thing with it is because it's ultimately narcissism. It's being called out on something that you don't want to be called out on, because that truth hurts you far too much. So why would you want to have all that scorn from your family coming at you? It's what I think Alec Murdaugh did. I think he knew things were very much at that moment in time coming to a close for him, and everything was very much narrowing in on him with the crosshairs, that he couldn't handle the idea of the few people that he had in his family that cared about him now seeing the true person that he is. So rather than go through that and feel that shame, if you will, you get rid of them. And if they're not feeling shame towards you, then you don't have to feel that either, because they're gone. That's how they're thinking. That's how a family annihilator operates, essentially.
It's hard for me to wrap my head around it.
Yeah, it's not that complex, really. It's just all about human emotions, what people can process or don't want to process or don't want to feel. And it's, you know, making excuses on such an extreme level that you take other people's lives to not ever have to have the bullshit that you've done catch up with you.
Ugh.
Yeah.
God.
On the scene, deputies encountered a man sitting outside the residence, later identified as the boy's father, Chad Dorman. Without resistance, he was immediately taken into custody and later questioned by detectives at the Claremont County Sheriff's Office. As the investigation proceeds, Dorman was charged with 3 counts of aggravated murder, classified as unclassified felonies, and was subsequently transported to the Claremont County Jail. During his court appearance, Dorman, cloaked in a bulletproof vest and surrounded by several deputies, stood as his defense requested $75,000 bond. They cited his employment, potential co-signers, and marital status. Like this is a good idea. Like, you just executed your children on the front step. The bond request was met with strong opposition from the prosecution, given the severity of the crime and the victim being his own wife. The prosecutor's plea for the highest bond ever asked in Claremont County, $20 million, and was granted by Judge J.C. Nagel. There we go. There's a judge that did something right and well. You deserve a cookie. We've had so many where I've been saying for a long time, I think judges need to be held accountable for their decisions when it ends up releasing somebody out onto the public that then ends up killing people or destroying other lives where it could have easily been prevented. So I'm glad he's there. I mean, Adam Montgomery, for example, that's another case we're following where the system failed in every which way, shape, and form. And he should have been locked away. Chief Prosecutor David Gast expressing the profound trauma inflicted by Dorman's actions on the community. The first responders, and especially his family, said that the honor of what they know so far is impossible to process. Gast revealed chilling details, claiming that Dorman lined his three young boys and executed them with a rifle, like literally lined them up. One of the boys managed to momentarily escape, but was pursued and executed in front of witnesses. He literally hunted his child. Prosecutor Mark Techlove, in agreement with Gast, labeled the crime as one of the most horrifying acts he had witnessed in his 35-year career. He pledged to ensure that Dorman faces the full force of the law. Neighbors have described the community as typically quiet and peaceful, a place where children should be able to play freely without fear. In theory, unless your dad's going to kill you in the front yard, the terrifying echoes of gunshots reverberating in the quiet afternoon have etched an indelible mark, I'm sure, on their hearts and their minds after going through that absolute moment of horror. The chilling incident was captured in many panicked emergency dispatch calls to 911. We don't have any of that audio yet. That stuff usually takes a little while to be released. I'm also curious to see what that interrogation went like. I'm curious to see that video when that comes out, which may or may not anytime soon. But yeah, it's just what there's no fathoming any of this as to a logical reason to do it. But this certainly does seem like a family annihilator type situation.
It does. I was reading an article a few minutes ago before we started, and a witness, a neighbor who witnessed the aftermath of the shooting, said that he saw Dorman treat both his wife and kids poorly. The neighbor's name is Richard Kincannon. He said he was angry every day. There wasn't a day that he didn't yell at his wife and kids out there. He said he had a temper, yelling all the time and treating his wife like shit. I've got a neighbor like that.
Yeah.
There's somebody about two doors down that on a, you know, nice summer night when you've got the windows open, all of a sudden you'll start hearing just somebody berating somebody. And I've gone outside and like witnessed it. Like, do I need to call somebody? Mm-hmm. And it's kind of a hillbilly who lives couple houses down from me. Mm-hmm. And he's screaming at probably a 6-year-old girl. And she's just out in the yard. She's got her little Barbie. She's got her dolls. And he is just screaming at her. Mm-hmm. And it just eats me up inside. And I've had my phone ready to call 911. Like, I'm ready, you fucker. Let's go. And it doesn't elevate to the point where it's like, you know, I know that if I make that phone call, things are going to be really hard for her. So I kind of don't know what to do.
Well, exactly. That's the scary part. And that's why people say call 911. And yeah, I mean, in theory, yes. I mean, really what needs to happen there is that spouse of that person just needs to get the fuck out of there.
Yep.
Because there's nothing. 911 is not going to give you a new place to live. 911 is not going to even necessarily arrest him unless they crime has been committed. Yelling at your wife is technically not illegal. You know, it's emotional abuse. Sure, that sounds the way it's going on. You know, maybe a short hold, but there's probably, I mean, unless he's beating her and there's evidence of it, there's not a whole lot that will be done. And that's just how it works. And it's fucked up because, like, here's the ticking time bomb, everyone. Mm-hmm. And see something, say something, and you do. And I'd be even cautious myself if I were you, if they know that you know what's going on and then suddenly police show up, I'm going to guess he's going to figure out you might have called 911.
Yep.
And then you consider your own safety there too, because these are people who don't have good decision-making skills and will likely not make good decisions against anyone else or for themselves and could end up dead or in jail or having many people around them dead while they end up in jail or just end up killing themselves when they realize what exactly they have done. So, it's very much a rock and a hard place that you're in. I don't envy that. I've been in situations like I've told that story on the air where I thought the husband upstairs was being abusive to his wife, and I called the police, and then I was looked at and scolded by the apartment complex that I was living in because he's a veteran. How could you ever consider calling the police on a veteran? Like, I don't care if he's a fucking alien. You know, it's like,
yeah,
if I think he's being abusive to his wife and child, it doesn't matter what your status is or what you have done. Of course, we support veterans, but we don't support them in beating their wives.
Correct.
There is a line.
Horrible PTSD that needs some help, and it's coming out sideways, and it's coming at the wife, and here's a veteran who the system is absolutely thrown away and yeah. not given the support they need. Absolutely, I could totally see that.
I mean, for the love of God, if you just look statistically at it, you should be like, oh, that should be an even bigger red flag, because this mm-hmm. person has been through a lot of shit in their life and seen some horrible things that probably really mentally affect them well, or not well, right. but affect them. So that may bleed out into hurting family or something like that, especially if they're already exhibiting signs of it that the neighbor wants to call the police on. It doesn't in any way, you know, demean or take away from their service. It means we need to help these people so they don't end up being the abusive husband upstairs that's beating their family because they've never got the mental health treatment that they need after coming out of a fucking crazy war zone.
Oh, I'm so sorry you dealt with that. That's just horrific. You did the right thing.
I did, but I didn't at the same. I mean, it certainly did not work out well in the end. I mean, I ended up luckily leaving and moving like right after that. But I didn't know that I was going to stay much longer in that place had I decided to stay in that city. But no, it's a scary thing. And, you know, it is important if there is a danger clear and present. Yeah, you call. But we need a clearer system and way of getting vulnerable people out of those situations and to a safe place for however long it takes for either that other person to get the help that they need or get the fuck out of Dodge.
You're locked into the Hidden Killers podcast.
Want more? Start binging on all of our true crime podcasts right now through Apple Podcasts and get an ad-free experience when you sign up to be a True Crime Today Premium Plus member exclusively on Apple Podcasts.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast dropping soon.
Press subscribe now.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell, and when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Use math to make the world a better place. Become an actuary through the Society of Actuaries and find solutions to the world's most pressing challenges. As an actuary, the only thing higher than the pay is the satisfaction.
Don't miss Scarpetta, a propulsive new crime thriller starring Academy Award winner Nicole Kidman, Academy Award winner Jamie Lee Curtis, Emmy winner Bobby Cannavale, with Emmy nominee Simon Baker, and Academy Award winner Ariana DeBose. Scarpetta follows Dr. Kay Scarpetta, Nicole Kidman, a brilliant and no-nonsense chief medical examiner, as she investigates a haunting murder that strangely parallels her first major case from decades earlier. Is the case that made her the case that breaks her? Based on the best-selling novels by Patricia Cornwell, Scarpetta is both a crime thriller and messy family drama that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Get ready to hunt a serial killer in this satisfying series with terrifying twists and an ending you won't see coming. Watch all episodes of Scarpetta on March 11th, only on Prime Video.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a History Meets True Crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a History Meets True Crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, fools? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a History Meets True Crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a History Meets True Crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you a fraud-paying American? One in four tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity fraud. With LifeLock, if your identity is stolen, they fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Last year, billions in refunds were stolen. Could be from your salary, overtime, or second job. Gone. But this year, you don't need to stay a victim. Because this tax season, fraud-paying American is something no American should have to claim. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
When Kohler, global design leader in luxurious kitchen and bath products, asked me to be their ambassador for timeless, elegant, durable cast iron, I said, I'm in. Soon after, I was in their Kohler, Wisconsin foundry, watching molten iron poured, enamel applied by hand, and the beautiful finished pieces ready to ship. Since 1883, Kohler cast iron has been crafted by incredible artisans, and seeing it firsthand gave me a whole new appreciation for their craftsmanship. Now, I am proud to lend my stamp of approval to my favorite Kohler cast iron products for their durability, beauty, and enduring style. Shop my curated picks at Kohler.com. As the Kohler cast iron ambassador, I say, long live cast iron.